Dictation for Brian. Shover, S-H-A-U, V as in Victor, E-R. July 8, 69. Address as a letter, Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 8755023. Dear Dr. Stack, a follow-up, Mr. Shover, renal failure associated to high calcium level, question milk alkali syndrome, background of diabetes and hypertension, last visit in November. He's feeling well, no hospital emergency room visit, extensive review system is negative. There is decreased hearing, normal speech. Medication list review remains on Actos, Norvas, Fenofibrate. No anti-inflammatory agents. Weight is stable. Blood pressure at home 150s. Today on the left side, I got 140 over 82. No respiratory distress, alert intestine 3, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites tenderness, no gross edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, present chemistries, creatinine 1.76, which is baseline for a GFR of 45 at stage 3. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia at 11.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient developed acute versus acute and chronic renal failure back August last year at the time of severe elevated calcium, question milk alkali syndrome. He is doing a restricted calcium intake. Azotemia has progressively improved and is still improving to the present level. He has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. At the time of severe hypercalcemia, did receive aridia, A-R-E-D-I-A. There has been no evidence of kidney obstruction, stones, or nephrocalcinosis. Prior high SAR discontinued, blood pressure remains well controlled. At the time of elevated calcium, he did have a very high level of vitamin A. He takes no supplement except for fish oil. There was also inappropriately high vitamin D125. We will continue chemistries in a regular basis. Labs can be done in a monthly basis. Next number, in terms of enlargement of the spleen, is not symptomatic. Anemia appears to be stable, nothing to suggest active bleeding. There is no abnormalities on white blood cell or platelets. As high calcium has not recurred, the etiology of the enlargement of the spleen appears not to be related to the process of the high calcium. In the differential diagnosis, we have to consider sarcoidosis and another granulomatous state or lymphoproliferative disorder, which at this moment is not apparent. Continue to monitor, come back in 4 months,